Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Tuesday to you. Very interesting program. And this show, as you know, is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. First things first, the old man is training on the board. It's RIT! And we gotta be ready in the event that anything may or can happen. Everybody needs to multitask. As soon as RIT masters the board, he's going to come in the studio and learn how to host the program too. So everybody moved over a chair. Well, actually, RIT moved up a row, Hawk moved back a row, and Alvin is overlooking the entire thing. Now you know. Welcome to the program. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. First hour is open phones on this Tuesday. The interviews do not start until next hour. 1-800-636-8686. If you want, you can follow me on Twitter. Tweet the program at Jim Rome. And you can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. We continue to have good interviews, even at this time. Coming up next hour, the manager of the L.A. Dodgers, Dave Roberts. Also next hour, a defensive tackle with the L.A. Rams, Michael Brockers. In hour number three, a U.S. Olympic marathoner, Molly Seidel. Tuesday is a what's your beef day. Got to find a way to get that in. Normally, it's in hour number two. I could move that up, possibly. I might move that back. If you've got a beef, hit me on the phones with that beef, 1-800-636-8686. Tweet your beef, email your beef, any way you want. Just bring the beef. And as you know, if you're at home, if you're laying out, if you've got time on your hands, if you've thought about calling the program, today's a good day to do it. No waiting. Get right to the front of the line. All right, so let me start with the NFL. I want to start with Sean Payton. And the reason I want to start with Sean Payton is this. Sean Payton is one of the great offensive minds in the history of the NFL. Now, that's not exaggeration. That's not hyperbole. It's a fact. If you're a football fan, you know this. If you're a hardcore football fan, getting a look at Sean Payton's playbook would be one of the coolest things ever. But you know what would be even better than getting inside Sean Payton's playbook? Getting inside Sean Payton's playbook and hearing where some of the terms come from. Now, if you're on Twitter, you get both. And the origin of the terms is so much better than I would have hoped. It all started when Bobby Peters posted a tweet which read, quote, "Let's start a fun thread. Post one of your favorite all-purpose concepts out of empty. Here's one of mine. Gets the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly and can leverage most coverages." Then he included a diagram of the play. I like that. That's cool. And that's when Twitter is good. So that's cool. And sure enough, there were responses. And responses from credible guys like Dan Orlovsky and Case Keenum. They weighed in, and then so did Sean Payton. And Sean Payton brought the goods. I knew he would. His first play, quote, "Gun empty, right Quizno, 52 all go, special X shallow cross, four verticals, or find Michael Thomas, X." And then he included a diagram they sketched out on a notebook or a piece of notebook paper. I love that the play call is really long, but the explanation is really short. Find Michael Thomas. That could be pretty much every single play call, right? That's how good Michael Thomas is. Hey, you nine guys, do whatever the hell you want. Drew, you find Michael Thomas. And the fact that Payton just jumped in and started firing off picks of the plays is awesome. As he told Mike Triplett, quote, "I quickly drew one up on paper and took a picture of one of our plays, posted it, then just continued." And my man did. He got nice. He kept right on going. Quote, "Gun empty, right Quizno, 52 nudge, old HB choice, gotta get Alvin Kamara a touch." That's a mouthful, right? And speaking of a mouthful, did you notice a pattern in the naming? Like the fact that Quizno is in the play call. That's not an accident. That's not the hunger talking. That's the playbook talking. Peyton tweeted, quote, "We use sandwich terms for tight splits. JJ equals Jimmy John's. Club, stack, Quizno, at Quiznos." Pretty cool, right? And wait a minute, though. Jersey Mike's didn't want any of that? How do you leave out Jersey Mike's? Nothing in the playbook for Panera? Nothing for Arby's and that incredible sauce they have? Is Togo's getting shut out of this? What about Witch Witch? I'll tell you what, Sean. You're my guy. You're a genius. One of the best play callers ever. One of the most brilliant offensive minds ever. But my man, you better have something in there for Wiener Schnitzel. That's a guaranteed house call right there. Wiener Schnitzel. Man, that play card looks like a giant menu. And it's actually got food on it. Please tell me that the rub routes are all named after barbecue joints. Tell me there's at least one play call that references Denny's. I mean, what is there not to love about this clinic? My only regret is that food did not get worked into every single play call because Peyton then posted another play that had no food references. Quote, "Gun bombers right, 352, Y shock, X Lucy." But he made up for the lack of sandwiches on that play by laying out the history behind it. Quote, "Jerry Rice mastered this looky option route, Lucy. Great compliment, especially against Jimmy Johnson quarters coverage." There you go. Lucy means a looky route. And if it's Jerry Rice running that looky route or looky option, he's going to crush it. And if you're wondering what the 352 means, Peyton cleared that up too. Quote, 52 is five-man protection. 352 is simply a three-step drop five-man protection. And there it is. A free masterclass in offense and on Twitter. And of course, because we can never, ever have anything nice, somebody had to jump in and try and put an end to the whole thing. Quote, "Somebody please unquarantine at Sean Payton before this man spills all the offense on Twitter. Coach, you know Todd Bowles, Raheem Morris, and Eric Washington can see this, right?" End quote. You knew that was coming. Of course, that had to come. Somebody had to jump in and try and put a stop to all of our fun before some of the D coordinators in the NFC South might see Peyton's posts. To which Peyton responded, quote, "They've been seeing this." Hell yes. That's how you handle that. They've been seen in this. They've been seen in it for years. Besides, Peyton's not giving away any secrets. He's not giving away any state secrets here. He's showing a couple of base plays. One that's from Jerry Rice. One that's practically called Find Michael Thomas. And one that's about getting Alvin Kamara a touch. I don't think he's telling us anything that the entire world didn't already know. Get the ball to Michael Thomas. Get the ball into Alvin Kamara's hands. I'm pretty sure Todd Bowles and Raheem Morris have seen all those plays a million times already. And if it'll make you feel any better, Eric Washington is now in Buffalo, so that's no longer an enormous worry for the Saints either. Bowles and Morris are not going to suddenly be screenshotting those tweets and then handing them out to their players when the teams reassemble. Again, their base looks, they're pretty cool to you and I, but to everybody else, they're nothing. It's vanilla. He's not giving away any information. Do you really think that Sean Payton would just be hanging out at home, firing off picks of the playbook and ruining the Saints' season? The hell he would. Sean Payton is way, way smarter than that. This is Sean Payton we're talking about, not Marcus Jordan. No way he's going to screw up on Twitter and then try to cover that up by coming back with, "Yo, anyway, what's poppin' Twitter? Hashtag Happy Sunday." Besides, it's not even the play calls. It's when you call them and how you execute them that really matters. So just thank Peyton for that really cool session and go about your business and keep moving. Enjoy the diagrams, the explanations, and the sandwich references. Now, let's all get a GD snack.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
From Wiener Schnitzel. Hey, I know, Saints fan, I know. I can see the email before you send it. I can stop those plays. Signed, the refs. Great stuff. Save it. Do not hit send. Delete. Do not keep a draft. No need. I know what you're thinking before you think it, because you're just not that clever. Let me tell you something. Again, Sean Payton is like the smartest guy ever. What? No play call for Ikes? How is there not an Ikes play call in there? Ikes is a guaranteed house call.
It's lit.
Guaranteed. Not you, idiot. Ikes, the sandwich place. They've got a Van Smack sandwich. They have an Arash sandwich. Oh, man, Ike's like, man, I'm killing it. He's talking about me. Not you and your sandwiches, dope.
It's lit.
Oh, man. This guy's got one drop that he knows, his own. It's me. I'm old. How much sugar did you have this morning, old man? Come on, dude. Mix in some fruit and a vegetable. It won't kill you.
Hell yeah.
Ike's having a good old time. All right, some other things I want to get to. Man, nothing says COVID-19 like a Quentin Dunbar take. But there's a reason for it, and a really good reason for it. And I'll have that for you a little bit later on. Habib Ferguson, not once, not twice, not three times, not four times. That fight is now off for a fifth time, allegedly. Where does that leave us? I want to get into it. 1-800-636-8686. In fact, I've got a complete COVID-19 roundup for you, which I will have later on. Have you seen the Post Malone beer pong tourney? I want to get into that. I actually like the way that looks. NBA 2K and more. Lots of show for you. Dave Roberts coming up next hour. Michael Brockers coming up next hour. Molly Seidel in hour number three. A beef segment is upcoming. Dude, old man, get me to break. Nice job, Ike. Well done. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. And the result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, introducing the new mattresses from Casper. Casper's done it again with all new mattresses. Are you waking up with back pain? Introducing Zoned Support. Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There is something brand new called AirScape. Engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, even a dog bed, Casper has everything you need to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. Experience the very best night of sleep every single night, just like I do, with a new mattress from Casper. And as always, free shipping and free returns. Just go to Casper.com, use the code ROME, get $100 off your mattress order. Casper.com, use the code ROME, take $100 off these amazing mattresses. Casper.com, codename ROME, terms and conditions do apply. See Casper.com/terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. Interview start next hour, so you should get in here right now. Listen, I understand that there are no games, but that does not mean there's nothing to talk about. If anything, I've seen just the opposite since this all started. Phone lines have been really active the last few weeks. 1-800-636-8686 on Twitter. At Squirrel 2, quote, "Now you know why I was always an offensive genius. Yours, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory Weiss." Yeah, not clever. Sean Payton, though, is very clever. I mean, kind of gave you a little inside look, right? And no, I would not. If you're a Saints fan, you really think this guy's going to sit at home in quarantine? And by the way, he's all better now. You really think this guy's going to sit at home, go into his phone, and just start shooting screenshots of the playbook? Come on. As closely as they all guard information, do you really think this guy would say anything or tell anybody anything that they did not already know? This email reads, Rome, Quiznos, Subway, Jersey Mike's, Schlotsky's, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Hooters, B-Dubs, Dairy Queen is the all-time go-to play. Signed, Coach Mangino's linked lunch order sheet. Damasio, Albuquerque. Hey, Adam, I know you think you're helping him, but you're not. Like, if you keep bringing me Mangino and Weiss material, people are going to think we've got nothing else. Don't do it. None of that is better than any of that. Seriously. Do you understand? None of that is better than any of that. Here, Rome Slice. If Ike can operate a reclining bed, a stair lift, a motorized scooter, an electric wheelchair, a life alert necklace, and one of those TV remotes with the oversized buttons, he will be able to work the soundboard. No freaking problem.
It's lit!
Signed, Geoff and Lincoln. Wore Charlie Weiss's playbook, being covered in mustard stains. All right, listen, if it's a Charlie Weiss reset or take of any sort that does not include the Patriots, don't bring it to me. I'm not reading it. And better yet, don't send it. Same with Mangino. Let's try the phones. Hopefully they're better. Oh, here you go. This guy's got a lot to live up to. He had one of the all-time great jungle debut calls ever. I mean, so good that he could have walked off on that and forever been immortalized. That good. But he's come back in since. He's held his own. Let's go to Southfield. Jeff in Southfield. What's going on, Jeff? How are you?
Thanks for the vine, Jim. Jim, my beef is with all that superfluous nonsense that Matt in L.A. wraps around the meat of his calls. Matt, your calls remind me of that phenomenon called enrichment at the zoo. You know, when instead of just giving the tiger his meat, they wrap it up in multiple layers of paper and cardboard, and the moment or two that it takes the tiger to tear through it is supposed to enrich his life by reminding him of tearing through an animal's fur. Well, Matt, let me tell you exactly what that tiger wants to tell his zookeeper. Hey, dum-dum, fur tastes like crap. Why the hell would you want to remind me of that? You must have been absent from zookeeper school the day that they taught that animals don't take showers. We spend all day sweating in the hot sun until our fur stinks like hell. And if you thought we smelled bad, taste some fur, bro. Not only is fur foul tasting, it also gets stuck in our teeth. And newsflash, dum-dum, animals don't have dental floss in the wild. And even if we did, we don't have an opposable thumb to manipulate it. Listen, you idiots. We like chasing the animal. We like eating the meat. But chewing through fur is a pain in the ass. You've literally chosen one of the few things from the wild that I hate as quote-unquote enrichment. Please tell me your next brilliant idea for enrichment isn't to import a bunch of mosquitoes into my cage to remind me of how they used to annoy the hell out of me in the wild. Seriously, zookeeper, feel free to replace all that paper and cardboard with some Bernays sauce. Anyways, Jim, the point is, Matt in L.A., all that unnecessary wrapping around the meaty portion of your calls, it doesn't enrich me, it enrages me. Stop burdening me with that annoying bullcrap and just give me my damn meat.
Yo, Romeo, from reaching over trays and cell block D to
to my job cleaning trays at Mickey D's. You're welcome. Hey, DA, see how I just crushed Matt in L.A. and it only took 90 seconds?
Yeah, except for one problem, Jeff. The beef segment had not started yet. Come on, Alvin. See, everything's all jacked up here. So everybody moved over a chair. The old man is running Alvin's board. Alvin is is running Adam Hawk's phones. And Adam is running around doing everything else. Adam, check that. Alvin, the beef segment has not started yet. You can't put him up yet. That was Jeff in Southfield who wanted to get a jump on the What's Your Beef segment by taking a run at Matt in L.A. All right, so anyway, in case you're wondering what the beef segment's like, that's what it's like. We do it once a week. It's every single Tuesday. What's Your Beef? You can beef about anything at all. You can beef about sports. You can beef about your life. I would imagine at this time there's a lot to beef about. I'm trying to keep it positive. I'm trying to keep it upbeat. It's a really troubling time. It's a really scary time. I'm not in any way trying to make light of it. In fact, just the opposite. But if there's something you want to beef about inside your home, outside your home, inside of sports, outside of sports, like take that guy. He'd want to beef about Matt in L.A. And also about zookeepers think that they're fooling the big cat by, quote, enriching them. Man, even for Jeff, that was out there. Now, if Alvin were on the board, I would ask Alvin to remind everybody of Jeff's first call. Because if I were to remind you of his first call, that call that he has made wouldn't seem so weird. I don't know, Alvin, why don't you go help the old man out and see if maybe he can do it. Dave Roberts, top of hour number two. Michael Brockers, it appeared that he was going to be on the move, and he's not. He is still with the Rams. We'll run him down the second hour. Molly Seidel also coming up in hour number two. Jeff in Southfield, like, that was kind of weird, kind of kooky in a good way. But then again, we should have known after we heard him make this debut call.
Jim, Fonzie is the first clone ever. He was a clone before you were even born. Think about it, clones. The character Fonzie on Happy Days was an adult male, aged somewhere between 30 and 45, not married, no kids, and living in the spare bedroom of a suburban family's home. Now that's a clone if ever there was one, Jim. I wonder if Fonzie's full name was Arthur Caleb Fonzarelli. Jim, while my respect for the Fonz as a clone has skyrocketed, my respect for the notion of the TV character Fonzie as a ladies' man has plummeted. No wonder he never got a second date with Pinky Tuscadero. Turns out his hopes of scoring with her got Malachi crunched between two realities. He doesn't have one, he doesn't have enough money to take her anywhere better than Arnold's, and two, the bed he wanted to take her to is in the spare bedroom of Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham's house. You know, that elbow in the jukebox trick is a lot less cool when the song that drops is Beck's Soy Un Perdedor. But that's what you get when you hang with Ralph and Patsy. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. In the time of Happy Days, Lunch with the Monkey. Okay, enough of that. Jim, I don't want to blow the best first call in jungle history by going too long, so I'll leave you now with a quote from Keith Richards. After all is said and done, got to move while it's still fun. Better walk before I get run. Bam, 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 bam.
Once again, that call. When that guy made that call and I never heard him before, the entire call, I was thinking, who the hell is this guy? What the hell is he doing? This is the craziest, funniest thing ever. So not only arguably the best debut call in the history of the program, one of the best calls ever in the program. It's a high bar he set. And he's still in it. As we go to break, this tweet reads, "Hey, Rome, we know all about sandwiches. Regards, Kyle Brant's Southern Sando." I'm the punky soap star known as Lyle Grant. When I hit the Sando, I'm a fat chick fan.
What are we going on?
Throw my body like I'm their meal. I can't dance, but I can chest reveal. To motivate Jay Stew, I feed him cheese. I play so cool, Lisa loves my tease. That's why the clones got here on the double, to catch Lyle doing the Southern Sando shuffle.
Sandwich.
Mitch from Buffalo is asking for that. I nailed that thing, didn't I? Had a little help. All right, when we come back, yeah, follow that guy. The beef segment is setting up. We're not ready for it yet. If you have a beef, get it to me. Tweet it to me. Email it to me. Call in with it. 1-800-919-3776. 636-8686. I want to talk Khabib Ferguson. It looks like that fight's off. Knowing Dana White, he's not giving up on the promotion. So, if Khabib can't fight Tony Ferguson, who will? And where is that fight going to be? That's coming up. Meant to get to Big Sexy and Joe Exotic yesterday. Maybe today. And more. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Dave Roberts, top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show. Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Again, if you're looking for something to watch this week, NCAA Tournament Rewind continues all week long on CBS Sports Network. Relive some of the best moments from March Madness on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. I am Jim Rome. I'm once again live in Southern California. I am still in our studio. And we are still simulcast on CBS Sports Network. So, come on in here. Dave Roberts, top of the hour. Michael Brockers, next hour. Now, these times are unpredictable. And in times as unpredictable as these, two of the most predictable things happen over the weekend, which is nice. Joe Exotic went Joe Exotic. And Big Sexy went Big Sexy.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Big Sexy. Right when you need him. A.K.A. Bartolo Colon. Remember, he retired in 2018. He left a 285-pound void in the baseball world. Last we saw this guy, he was absorbing 101-mile-per-hour comebackers off his gut and hosing runners at first. Oh, and dropping second deck moonshots with a flick of the wrist.
Malone looking for his first hit of the year. Oh. He drives one deep left field. That goes Upton back near the wall. It's out of here. Bartolo has done it. The impossible has happened.
Impossible. Have you not seen this guy? The 21-year career of Bartolo was an all-out flex show. Of a guy who looked like he couldn't do anything, doing absolutely everything. So it should come as no surprise whatsoever to anybody that Big Sexy posted some videos to the gram over the weekend of him showing off that uncanny, unbelievable, unparalleled athletic prowess yet again. But this time, at the pool table. Now, that super ambiguous piece of audio is the sound of Bart emptying the clip on billiards trick shots. That's right. Bartolo Colon is a trick shot artist at the pool table, which, of course, he is. Now, I understand that you can't see it. I understand this is not exactly visual medium, but do you really need to see it to believe it? It's freaking Big Sexy. If I told you he was rolling rocks in the pocket, you best take my word for it. Who would question that? Bart posted three separate videos of three separate trick shots on the felt. Each one even more impressive than the next. Each one ending with an emphatic drop of the stick. My favorite part isn't even the trick shots themselves, or the fact that he decided to share them with a world on lockdown that desperately needed to see them. No, the best part, and my favorite part, is that he used the caption TBT. TBT on all three videos. As you probably know, TBT stands for Throwback Thursday. It's an excuse to post an older picture or an older vid on a certain day of the week. Except that Bart posted his TBTs on Saturday, which is pretty amazing. Because Saturday is Saturday. It's not Thursday. Saturday starts with an S. So my man did a throwback Thursday on Sabado. He did it on Saturday. Three of them, in fact. I don't know. I guess what I'm getting at is, do you really think the rules of social media apply to Big Sexy? Hell no, they don't. I'll take Billiards Bart any day of the week. And this guy can caption it with a football emoji for all I care. It's good to see you, Big Sexy. Good to see you. I'm already looking forward to your next TBT this coming Saturday of you picking up a 7-10 split. Can't wait. Man, I miss that guy. Like, I miss baseball, but he's bigger than baseball. He transcends baseball. I really miss that. So that was something we had. And then, of course, there was Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic going Joe Exotic. And if you don't know Joe Exotic, then you do not have the internet. It's as simple as that. This guy is still about the most famous person on the planet right now because he is the star of the most watched piece of content in the past month. Of course, I'm talking about Tiger King. Legit spoiler alert for anybody paying rent under a rock right now. The spoiler is coming in 3, 2, and 1. No, again, some of you can't get out of your own way. If you have not seen this to its conclusion, the spoiler is coming in 3, 2, and 1. I'm going to give you one more shot. 3, 2, 1. So Joey X is currently in jail, and he's looking at a 22-year stretch. And I have to spoil that part to tell you this part. As of Sunday, he filed a $100 million lawsuit, a long shot lawsuit, against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He also asked Donald Trump for a presidential pardon. Yeah, I'm pretty certain that the government might be a little too busy right now with another developing situation. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to hear an official statement from the White House on our man Joe Exotic. Even if it's just them saying, no, we are not going to pardon Mr. Exotic from his stretch. That'd be nice. But that's not even the best part. That's not even the best bit of Joe Exotic news from the weekend. Apparently, the worst kept secret in the world is out. You might want to find a chair for this one. You might want to sit down to hear this. All right, so you know Joe Exotic. And my man's just, he's wild. He's wild, but he's talented, right? I mean, this dude, not only is he running that crazy exotic zoo, not only does he look and sound the way he does, my man is an artist. My man is a musician. This guy's crazy. Like, he writes and composes music. You've seen the music videos. Like, there's never been a dude like this before, right? Joe was not actually singing or writing the songs that he made those music videos for. No way. I can't believe that the guy who sounds like this.
Check out our other website and other television station. Joe Gone Wild. Damn, that hurt.
Right, so you know how sometimes you hear about artists and singers and they've got a certain accent, and then they sing, and then you can't hear that accent. Do that again. That first guy, Rit. The first guy. The guy who sounds like this.
Check out our other website and other television station. Joe Gone Wild. Damn, that hurt.
All right, you can tell me that guy. I can't believe that guy with that voice and that dialect isn't the guy who sings like this?
Because I saw Tiger, now I understand. I saw Tiger, Tiger saw me. I can give him a home, safe and warm.
That guy's not that guy.
But the law wants
no
to
way.
Ban me.
First of all, it's like a ripoff, isn't it, of I Saw Cat Mate? I mean, there's got to be some kind of trademark suit there, too. So the group behind the crazy dude with the bleached blonde mullet is called the Clinton Johnson Band. And they told TMZ that Joey X would send them an idea or a theme, and then the band would take it and run with it from there. So what makes that reveal somewhat shocking is that Joe Exotic's most famous song is called Here, kitty, kitty. Which is a ballad all about how his rival, Carol Baskin, killed her first husband and then fed his remains to a tiger, allegedly.
Here, kitty, kitty. Oh, mama's got some treats for you. Oh, here, kitty, kitty. You can't find this taste in the zoo. Mama Carol, she sure loves you. Oh, here, kitty, kitty. Oh, mama made this for you.
Incredible, man. That's not really Joe. Yeah, just kind of think about that for a second. Joe Exotic sends this band a few notes on his theory that a woman hates her guts. That a woman that they don't know iced her husband, put him through a meat grinder, and then fed him to a tiger. The band gets those notes, presumably doesn't ask any questions, and then just starts jamming. Just starts jamming. Probably sat down and just wrote that song on a napkin. Hey, Joe. Here you go, Joe. Oh, yeah, we got this one, Joe. Here's that song about that cold case murder you asked us for. Here's that song about Carol. Hey, Joe, why don't you give this a little spin? Let us know how this sounds.
Kitty, kitty. Oh, mama's got some treats for you. Oh, here, kitty, kitty. You can't find this taste in the zoo. Oh,
hey, hey, hey,
kitty,
fellas.
Kitty, kitty.
Fellas, just got off the phone with Joe.
Mama,
wait till you get a load of this one.
Sure,
oh, man, I love that guy. I can't wait.
Here, kitty, kitty.
How much is he paying us again? He's not feeding us that spoiled meat that they got from the store. We got to go through the trash cans, is he? Oh, no, we get paid for this. That's when that series started to take a turn for me. Like, it started off, like, really weird and kooky. And so I found out that not only was he feeding the cats spoiled meat, but his employees as well. From a Walmart. But anyway, I'm sure these guys in the band are like, Yo, just got the phone with Joe. Get a load of this one. Now he wants a song about this woman that whacked her husband, put her through a meat grinder, and fed her to one of the cats that she says she cares so much about. That she charges admission to people to see, but doesn't pay her staff because they're there because they love the animal. And she's not a hypocrite. Ready? To tune up that axe. Let's do this. Here, kitty, kitty.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Even the freaking ghost band in the documentaries out there. Speaking of Joe Exotic, somehow Shaq O'Neal got wrapped up in this whole thing. If you've been watching, Shaq got wrapped up in a bit of controversy because he was featured in the doc for a brief moment when he showed up at the Oklahoma Zoo. Now, obviously, given what everybody knows now, that's not a great look for Shaq, right? You know, Shaq's there. He's having a good time. He's chipping off money. He's making donations, handling the little kitties. And people were coming at him pretty hard. Shaq said on his podcast that once he found out exactly what Joe Exotic was involved in, he stopped going to the zoo. And that was well before the doc dropped on Netflix. Shaq also said, quote, "I don't harm tigers. I love tigers. I love white tigers. Do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do it all the time. Do I own tigers personally in my house? No. But I love tigers. Listen, people are going to make their own opinions. But again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy. Not my friend. Don't know him. Never had any business dealings with him." Weird. I don't know, man. I don't know how you show up at a place like that and look around and not think, damn, something's not right. And by something, I mean everything. But, Shaq said, "I had no idea, but as soon as I found out, I wanted nothing to do with it." I mean, when you watch it and you see the little cubs, they are kind of sort of cute for a few moments until you start thinking about, all right, what's going on here? What's really going on here? Tiger captivity. And then you see what's really going on as you continue to watch it. And Joe's not cool. And Joe's not just kind of a different kooky guy. Joe's a scumbag. So I guess Shaq figured it out. Better late than ever, big fella. Joe Exotic is not a hero. He's a dirtbag. He didn't even write his own music. And he's in jail for a long time because of it. In fact, they're all dirtbags. Wild times. They're all dirtbags except Bart. Bart's big sexy. I saw a tiger and tiger saw a man. Yeah, but presumably man going through a meat grinder and then into tiger's mouth. Disgusting, man. Coming up next hour, L.A. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. In fact, he's coming up on the other side of this break. We'll talk some Dodger baseball and more with the skipper of that team. Dave Roberts, Michael Brockers is coming up next hour. Molly Seidel is a U.S. Olympic marathoner. She will join us in hour number three. NBA 2K is going to be a topic. I've got a COVID-19 roundup. We're all over the map on this Tuesday. It's the way it is. Some good interviews. I've got a beef segment that I have to get to. This tweet says, here, Tiger, Tiger. Mama's got some clubs for you. Here, Tiger, Tiger. The windshield, they'll go through. Signed, Elon. Dave Roberts joins me when we come back.